build up the courage to finally knock on the door. And within seconds, there you are, just casually standing there, smiling at me. That view unexpectedly takes my breath away. I don't even get to walk in the door and your hands are on me. I gasp as you pull me in close and press your lips to mine. I didn't expect you to be so impatient. I didn't think you wanted this as much as I did. Your hands grip around my waist, and I hear that guttural moan that escapes your lips. That noise. I moan as I think back to the times that growl has aroused me. I need you, is all I manage to say. My voice trembling, sentences unable to form in my head. You push me onto the sofa. I feel you pull away to say something, but I cut you off as I pull you in to continue our kiss. Our tongues twine and I feel you growing harder as we kiss. You break away to remove your shirt and my hands roam your body, my nails tracing down your back. Your skin feels warm and inviting, so I kiss your shoulder. Your hands fumble with my belt buckle, trying to open it. It proves to be quite difficult, and you grin, so tell me to lift my hips instead. You pull my jeans off in one swift movement, and can't help but giggle. I kiss you again. Your hands caress the outside of my thigh, and I pull away to undress. You can feel my breasts press against your body, and you let out another deep grumble in your chest. Johnny gets louder as my hand reaches down and slides inside your trousers. I can feel you getting harder with my touch. You kiss your way down my neck, running your hands over my chest while I continue to rub you through your pants. Kissing down, you move to the side. And you take my nipple in your mouth. Pinching the other. Oh God. You nibble and you suck on my nipple. I run my fingers through your hair, moaning as you trace your tongue over one nipple and then the other. After a playful bite, you push away with a wicked grin. So I make you sit on the sofa and kneel in front of you. My hands fumble with the button to your trousers. You continue looking into my eyes, and I can see how much you want this. I can see the desire building as I slowly unzip your clothing. You help me remove your trousers, and I begin to tease you and your cock through your briefs. My hands tease at your waistband, pulling them slowly as the hem catches on your cock. I expose you slowly, reveling in the delight that I can already see your pre-cum. I bend down and take a little lick and get an immediate reaction from you. I can't help but smile at your reaction to me in my mouth. I wrap my hands slowly around your shaft and begin slowly stroking you. I see you look down at me, my chest heaves slightly as your breath quickens. I can tell you like it. I finally take you in my moist mouth. Slowly at first, but quickly pick up the speed. The only noise in the room is the sound of your cock sliding in and out of my mouth, and the little groans that you let out as I dart my tongue over the top of the head. Oh, those sounds. They make me instantly wet. I feel you steady yourself, and I know you're close. I continue sucking you, tasting you, enjoying the feel of your cock against my tongue. Your hands grab my head as you start to get closer, trying to get me to move my mouth off you. No chance. I want you to come in my mouth. I feel your muscles tense and a strong contraction in your shaft races along my tongue. And you groan as you come into my mouth and down my throat. I refuse to move and I swallow. The look of lust in your face is mixed with surprise. I guess he didn't expect me to do that. Your turn, you say, as I crawl up beside you on the sofa. And I just know this is going to be a fantastic weekend.